Hello again, Gooners. Unplanned, unscheduled, and everything. So many uns going on. And then maybe it's untransfer window because, yeah, you know what I've said before. The horns say it better than me, but what I said before is I'd be very, very, very surprised if Arsenal do any transfer business, any significant transfer business in this particular transfer window. I don't really want to be saying that. I want to be saying the complete opposite, a bit like the snare drum. I want to be saying so much more than what I think I'm going to say in this session. But you never know. You just never know because it's all live. As I said, unscheduled, unplanned, pretty much un everything. So what's the news? You asked me that. Why are you asking me? How am I supposed to know? Anyway, here I am without Fizzy, without Alex. He's back. In the not-too-distant future, let's have a look at what is the big news. Well, the top story today is Arsenal squad trains ahead of West Brom clash. That's from the official website, so I'm not going to go into that. I think you know already that there was a good chance that Arsenal may train before that game. If they didn't, you'd be upset and shocked, I'm sure. I do want to say a big shout out to those people that joined us last time because there were quite a few actually, and they did make their voices heard. And if you want to make your voice heard, please feel free to do so because, as you know, it's quite an easygoing show. It would be best. It would really be much, much better if you have followed Arsenal or have something to say about Arsenal because it is an Arsenal podcast. But if not, I can live with that. But this is the second biggest piece of news, and it happens to be transfer news. And it's on the website called thisisfootball.com. I know a little bit about the background of this website. I won't go into it. But anyway, this is the actual headline. Arsenal. Charles Watts doesn't believe Gunners will go after Hussein Ouar this window. Ouar, as you may well know from listening previously, is one of those players that I'd really love to sign purely because how many times have you wanted to say Ouar, Ouaré in your life? And unless you live in the West Country, you haven't really got much opportunity to do that. But anyway, Charles Watts doesn't believe that this deal is going to happen. Oh, is this a surprise? Anyway, we know the situation. The club have been crying out for a creative player. Clearly, in recent games, we've seen Smith Rowe has stepped up to the plate, could be that man. But Ouar is a man that certainly fits the bill. Having racked up 30 assists throughout his career, I thought it was going to be this season. So I was getting all excited, pretty much over nothing there. So I feel slightly disappointed, let's say. Anyway, apparently Arsenal tried to bring him in for £35 million, but in his latest episode, I guess this was a podcast, but I haven't heard it, Watts called any talk that the Gunners could be in for him, although it won't be Arsenal's fault. This is what he said. I can't see that happening. I'll say that right now. I just think it's going to cost too much money. I think Leon are top of League One at the moment. They either are or they're not. It's not a case of whether you think it. But anyway, let's not go into that. Do I know whether they're top? No. But I'm just a little critical of that line. It just doesn't quite work for me. I think Leon are top. And, you know, flying. They're flying as well. So they've got an airport. Flying and really having to go at beating PSG to the title. I cannot see that Orlas, that's the guy right at the very top. Even I know that of Leon. You know, the big wig, as it were. He might not wear a wig, but if he did, it would really fit. without super glue. Orlas is going to let Ouar go or any of his top players leave. So that's what who's it? Charlie? Is it Charlie? No, that's the Rolling Stones drummer. It is Charles. Charles Watts, not Charlie Watts. He plays drums for the Rolling Stones. Well, this guy, he does his bit, and I have heard of him to give him his due, so he must be a reasonably good journalist. Anyway, I'd say probably better than reasonably good, but I feel a bit sorry for him that he's been quoted like this. It looks like it may be a case of back to the drawing board. Okay, you know what? I'm not even going to read the rest of it. It's just starting to annoy me a little bit. But it's not because of Charlie Watts. It's not his contribution. It's just the overall tenor. Can I say that? Sounds like a singer, doesn't it? But the overall tenor of that particular article doesn't quite work for me. And here I am, you know, sniping from the high ground, as it were, trying to knock down a JFK. I'm just now looking. Let's see what's the most ridiculous story that I can click on. I think the Express can always be called upon to give us a really... Hello, Bunty143, entering the live studio. I want to say a big shout out to you. Yeah, the Express, you can always rely on them for a ridiculous story. Whenever you're looking for one, they're always bound to come up with one. So here's their ridiculous story of the day. Let's see how ridiculous it actually is. The headline goes like this. Arsenal hope Kieran Tierney can help secure January signing of former Celtic teammate. The chances of this happening are so low. Really, you know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. So I'm just sending messages to those people that are already tuning in. So that's pretty impressive. Anyway, that's the headline. We're talking Arsenal transfer news right now, just in case you've just joined us. That's what we're talking. Arsenal Football Club, who they're going to sign. We suspect nobody. But if you've got any other ideas, please do let us know. And if you want to talk about it, then I will put you on the air, if that's what you want to do. Anyway, Ryan Christie is a Celtic star. And before, let's just be open about this. I don't really follow the SPL that well. I remember getting so much stick over Tierney's signing. A huge amount of stick over that. And to give the Celtic fans their due, they were quite right. They said Tierney is more than good enough for Arsenal. And they were totally right. So, again... in the previous podcast, I did a lot of apologizing just so that I could lead the way and show one of the Arsenal players how to apologize. I apologized numerous times in the last podcast, and here I am once again apologizing for my lack of knowledge of the SPL, because I don't really follow it. I do watch the odd game or a bit of the odd game, and that's about it. So to me, Ryan Christie doesn't mean an awful lot, but to Celtic fans probably means an awful lot. So I will talk to a particular Celtic fan that I will ask about Ryan Christie. But the problem is, I don't believe this is a realistic transfer target. I just think it's totally made up by the Express just in order to bring, what do they call it, whatever it is. They're just clickbait. That's it. Clickbait on the web results in more money for the website. So you can understand why they do it. And I don't want to criticize them from that perspective. But from an Arsenal point of view, it's a bit ridiculous having these players linked to the club that are never going to come. But anyway, according to reports, that's a typical line when the journalist doesn't really know where these reports came from. Christie has emerged as another target for the Gunners as they look to add a creative midfielder to the squad. Tierney played alongside Christie at Celtic for 4 years, and Scottish pair are international teammates. Arsenal are in the market for an attacking midfielder. Wait a minute. Who wrote this? Nobody. Lewis Winter wrote this. Well, Lewis, the truth is, Arsenal are overstocked pretty much in every department. Although you are right, in the creative midfield department, they don't have an awful lot happening there. Only Smith Rowe, who's doing very well, but... the issue is this, money. Aside from money, what's the other issue? Well, there are two players can't even get in the squad because the squad's huge. So Arsenal are in the market in an ideal world, but we don't live in an ideal world, do we? I wish we did. Anyway, Arsenal are in the market, according to, what's his name again? Lewis Winter, attacking midfielder, because... thank you, Lewis, for reminding us we only scored 16 goals in as many Premier League games this season. And then he mentions all the other players that could possibly be linked with a move to the club. Real Madrid star Isco, Lyon's Hussein Ouar, which I already talked about this guy. Norwich's Emiliano Buendia and Borussia Dortmund's Julian Brandt are four of the names linked with the move to the Gunners. So that's a bit of a throwaway story. But there's more after quite a lot of advertising. Now we're going back to Christie, the guy I've never even heard of. The 25-year-old joined Celtic from Inverness Thistle in 2015. What a pedigree. And has made 123 appearances for the Hoops as well as having had a loan spell at Aberdeen between 2017 and 2018. Like, all this is making it so much more attractive from an Arsenal perspective. 90minutes.com or 90min.com says Christie is considering his options with his Celtic contract set to expire in 2021. Aside from Arsenal, it seems that Leicester, Newcastle, Southampton, Brighton and Burnley are all listed as potential suitors for Christie. So it's beginning to make me think that perhaps there's no smoke without fire. Although when clickbait's involved, there's often an awful lot of smoke with very, very little fire. And that, to me, is another example of just that. So we shall watch with interest. I think some of you will watch with boredom because I'll be very shocked if that deal happens. Christie, don't forget, you heard it here, not first, not second, very most likely last. But anyway, this is where you heard that news. Christie joining Arsenal. I was not convinced about Tierney, so what can I say? Tierney did join, as you well know, and it's been a success. Anyway, this comes from a... Is this really transfer news? I'm not sure. Probably not. But it's a big story. George Bird's Arsenal Youth website is renowned for giving really good Arsenal... not just transfer news, just Arsenal news in general. And he's given us some updates about who might be likely to play against West Bromwich Albion. And a lot of the youngsters have been called up. Balogun, Aziz, Sijan, Alabiusu, and Mola. They're all training with the first team squad. So that's a good sign. The news, when you look at the article, it's not very long. So it doesn't seem there's much more information other than that those players are training with the first team squad, possibly with a view to playing against West Brom. I'll be most surprised if that happens, but you never know. So what else have we got? News seems extremely thin on the ground, I have to say. And if you can put up with this, I can only applaud you for that. Anyway, what's this? This is West Brom news. I'm getting absolutely desperate here. There's a serious lack of transfer news going on. But as I scroll down the big news stories, perhaps it will improve, but no guarantees of that. Anyway, westbromnews.co.uk. We don't normally go there, do we? But we do it. We're doing it purely because West Brom's the next game. So Mark Lawrenson predicts result of West Brom clash versus Arsenal. Wow, that's actually amazing. I don't mean to spit on the fireplace, but the truth is, Mark Lawrenson predicts every single match day, so this is not really news, but nevertheless, I will bring it to you. Mark Lawrenson has backed Arsenal to beat West Brom. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. The BBC pundit has predicted the Baggies will lose 2-0, which goes against their form this season against the so-called top six. I don't know if it's going to be as easy as Mark Lawrenson thinks, but what is he actually saying? This is what Lawrenson says, for what it's worth. If you are Sam Allardyce, what do you say to the West Brom players after they're taken apart by Leeds? You say, shut up, shop. Make sure that you don't concede. That's what you say if you're Big Sam. Is he just going to sit in this time and basically say, we start with a point and I'm happy if we finish with one? I don't see that game plan working against Arsenal. He'll stick a bus in front of the goalpost. That's my view. But Lawrenson clearly doesn't agree. And to give Lawrenson his due, he's pretty good at predicting results. But I think he may well have gotten this one wrong. After going to the Hawthorns, they start January with home games against Palace, Newcastle and host the Magpies in the FA Cup. All those fixtures look winnable for them. He's talking about Arsenal there. So, yeah, games coming up against Newcastle twice and Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace is going to be a tough one because it's a local derby. This doesn't feel very much like transfer news, does it? So I apologise for that now. And now I will look for something that's a little bit more. Oh, wait. Daily Cannon has some transfer news. Let's go to that and see what they have to say. Well, it's not really saying, is it? It's just what they've written. Here we go, dailycannon.com. Journalist confirms Arsenal interest in Dortmund star, but there's a catch. The catch is, I have to agree to all the or the rigmarole without even reading it properly, but that's what you do on the web. Anyway, Bild reporter, so that's a German newspaper, just in case you don't know, Christian Volk confirms that Arsenal are indeed considering in-signing, so the language's gone a little here, maybe it's because it's German translation. It should be Arsenal are interested in signing Julian Brandt, but it will be difficult in January. Say that again. With the size of the squad, how, like I've said, how are Arsenal going to bring players in unless they go out first? Obviously, on that note, there has been a player that's left. Kolasinac has actually left the club. Perhaps I'll come back to it later if I forget. Well, you've been warned. He's gone. On loan. So he's not officially gone. Well, he is officially gone. But anyway, it frees up a spot in the squad. So actually, Arsenal could sign a player. It's true. Anyway, according to Christian Falk, who is Christian Falk again, a reporter for The Bild, speaking on German television, Arsenal do hold an interest in Borussia Dortmund's Julian Brandt. Their scouts, as Arsenal scouts, have already followed the player extensively through a good morning. I want to say good morning to Tanvir Kazi. Thank you for joining us. I'll say good morning back. So, yeah, we've got listeners. So it's getting better. It does happen sometimes. Last couple of times, at least. Well, you know, it just depends. We call this show the See You Next Tuesday Club or Society. It's turned into the See You Next Transfer Window Day, which could be tomorrow. In fact, it should be every day, shouldn't it? But I don't know if I can do it every day. But we'll see. If it starts getting like this, might have to consider it. Who knows? Anyway, according to Christian Falk, going back to this guy, German journalist speaking on German television, Julian Brandt is a possibility. Arsenal scouts have already followed the player extensively, though a January transfer is considered too short-term for everyone. Falk expects negotiations to pick up speed in the summer instead. Similarly, Sport One reporter Patrick Berger claims Arsenal are following Brandt, but there's no contact between the Gunners and Dortmund just yet. The Bundesliga club are generally unwilling to sell during the winter transfer window. And David Ornstein, who of course is known to many football fans out there because his predictions tend to come true, he previously wrote for The Athletic that Arsenal have considered a move. So they haven't actually made a move, they're just thinking about it. For the German 24-year-old, it's quite hard to get in somebody's head. I don't know if you've ever tried it, but when I struggle, even when I know somebody really well, how do you get inside their head and know what they're considering? It's really, really difficult. So, but maybe David Ornstein knows how to do that. So if I ever meet him, I will ask him, how do you find out what people are considering? Anyway, Brandt is still a regular for Dortmund. He's made 22 appearances, but he's only started 10 of those games. He's very good at passing and dribbling, and he could help with transitions, but doesn't seem, after all of that, the Daily Canon lets us down. We're getting all excited, and in the end, it's a massive, massive letdown because actually the deal's not likely to happen. But I told you that at the start. I said the chances that Arsenal do a deal in this transfer window are so remote that it brings a new meaning to that word. What's this one? I've got to read this one. It's nothing to do with transfer news. I did say it's going to be mainly transfer window madness. I want to say a big shout out. Lots of people joining us. Tanvir Kazi. Oh, I already gave you a shout out, but thank you. I'm not sure what you want me to read out there, but you know, if you want to write it again, I'll get around to doing that. I'm looking out for those messages coming in on the live studio. Anyway, Arsenal legend. I just had to read this headline because it's different. Just Arsenal.com. Arsenal legend slams Mesut Ozil for not being a good guy. Former Arsenal man Liam Brady, a big favourite of mine, says he has no problems with Mikel Arteta's decision to axe Mesut Ozil from the first team setup. This is because the German is not a good guy. Class One Probe enters the live studio. Class One Probe, I know you've been here before. And yes, Tanvir, you may ask a question because, yeah, I'm interacting with people that are actually logging in. Class One Probe, thanks for the big love coming through online. Really appreciate that. Hopefully it's not going to be too disappointing because I'm a man in the fault by myself. So yeah, I haven't got a lot of ammunition, but I'm doing my best. So I really do appreciate you popping in and sharing the live show as well. That's Class One Probe. Big shout out to you. So yeah, this is what happens when it's the silly season. It gets more than silly. Anyway, going back to Liam Brady. Liam Brady, a legend, Arsenal legend, says he has no problems with Mikel Arteta axing Ozil from the first team setup. So we all know this, don't we? We know that he's been out of the picture and he's unlikely to be back in the picture come this month, which has already started. There is that window of opportunity for Arteta to bring him back in, but you know, who's going to predict that? Nobody, I think. You never know. Maybe somebody will do it for clickbait. Maybe they will. Who knows? Anyway, let's just read the rest of what JustArsenal.com are saying. The midfielder had the chance to seize a first-team spot when Arteta was first made manager. We know, and he had the chance, and he was given plenty of chances. He wasn't that bad, but he wasn't that good. But this is JustArsenal.com's take on it. He, however, struggled to give the performances the manager wanted, and I like the way they phrased this, and the Spaniard had to move on from him. During Arsenal's recent poor run of form, the former midfielder was urged by some to bring Ozil back into the team. Well, obviously, it was too late then. It's so easy to be wise after the event, but it was far too late for him to come back into the fold, as it were. And then it, JustArsenal.com informs us reliably, but the German was not registered to play for Arsenal this season, and Brady thinks he has been placed exactly where he deserves to be. And this is what he told Keys and Gray on their podcast. Liam Brady, massive legend. Can't knock Liam Brady. He's one of the best Arsenal players of all time, in my opinion. But this is what Brady said. He gave Ozil, talking about Arteta, obviously. Arteta gave Ozil plenty of chances. And Ozil performed for a couple of months. Ozil just reverted back to type. He's not a good guy in the dressing room. He's not a good guy on the pitch. I've no problem with Mikel Arteta bombing him. I don't want to go against Liam Brady because Liam Brady is an absolute legend. However, that goes against what we've heard from other people. That Ozil is, and you know, I think anyone that's listened to this podcast before knows that I'm not a big fan of bringing Ozil back into the squad. Not a big fan at all. Despite results, even though they've improved of late, I wouldn't bring Ozil back. But, you know, we've heard so many times from numerous people, Arsene Wenger included, that Ozil is a good guy, whatever that means. He is a good guy. He doesn't particularly work hard. That's another story. So what is a good guy? If I ever meet Arsene, and I had the opportunity once, and I'm not going into it, but I didn't want to engage in conversation with Arsene. Sounds bad, I know, but that's how I felt at the time. And he wasn't much longer at the club. I just don't know if he's really going to talk sensibly to me. After I heard everything on that he says, well, for his book, I don't know if you've read Arsene's book. I've read bits of it, and it just didn't fill me with anything other than, I don't know, glazed eyes. I think my eyes were pretty glazed before I even opened the book. And when I started reading it, nearly glazed over and nearly passed out in the bookshop because it was just full of things that everybody knows. So I don't think Arsene's going to recruit me as an agent to sell his book. That's all I can say. Based on what I've read, it's not a good read. It's really not. I'd like to say it is because I was curious. And then I went back to it. I thought, I'll have another look at Arsene's book. It's surely got something interesting in it. But actually, no. Didn't have anything in the slightest bit interesting in it. It was just how great he is, how great the team was when he was there. And that's not what I was feeling in the last few years that he was there. And I don't mean to be hypercritical, or maybe I do. But I think I've been on record as saying many, many times I didn't really want Arsene to leave. Yeah, maybe in the last year when they did, in fact, leave. But before that, I was never one of those. I was sort of in the middle. I really felt it's best to stick with what we got rather than change, because change is uncertainty and Arsenal don't need that. So my view on that was stick with what we got. By the way, if anyone out there, because I can see quite a few of you have joined us, so thank you for that. If anybody out there does want to join in, I'm not sure exactly how you do it, but I think you can work it out from Podbean Live that you can actually have your say if that's what you want to do. Because without Alex or Fizzy here, it's difficult for me. Not that difficult, because I'm the sort of guy who will talk to himself in a telephone box. Not that there are any telephone boxes around nowadays, but if there were, you'd find me in it talking to myself. So that's the sort of guy I am, you know, when I'm feeling this way, which I am right now, because desperate for news, desperate for Arsenal news. Here we go, football.london. Bit of Arsenal news. Is it transfer news? Not really. But here we go anyway. Partey returns as Balogun goes undercover. It's getting all detective life. I can't even say it. You know, the Sherlock Holmes like. Four things spotted in Arsenal training. So here we go. Don't be surprised if you see Sherlock Holmes turn up for the West Brom game alongside Watson. They'll be in the starting lineup. Anyway, the Gunners have been putting their final touches to the preparations for this game at the Hawthorns, which is pretty soon now. So, yeah, they're telling us what we already know. We know the game is coming. And we go into this game having won our last two games. Yes, great. Thank you for that. So far, I'm scrolling down looking for information. And then it says, here's what we spotted. And that's about seven paragraphs in. Thomas Partey was known as the Octopus at Almeria because he, in his own words, stole a lot of balls. Partey's trait may come in handy. So it sounds like Partey may well be ready for this game, but he won't be rushed. So that means he may well not be ready. So they're playing their cards very close to their chests, Football London, who I believe are linked to the Daily Mirror. Correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, wait. Oh, you're talking about, this is a favourite player of mine, Balogun. Balogun has yet to sign a contract extension with Arsenal, with the summer move looking likely, but he's pushing for a place. The New York-born forward is expected to assess his options in January. Stuttgart of the Bundesliga are looming. So looming, they're ominous looking, Stuttgart. So it looks like they may well make a move. So as well as if this deal happens, Balogun leaves, that will make two players leaving. Kolasinac already on the way. Now, what else does it say about transfer news? Not much. David Luiz and Willian have missed the last couple of games with illness, but they are back in training. Luiz will be hoping to force his way into the Arsenal defence. Maybe some fans won't be hoping for that. I'm a bit on the fence with David Luiz. I like him, actually. No, so maybe I'm not on the fence at all. I go against the grain here. I know Alex, Fizzy, whatever you want to call him, he is not a big fan of David Luiz. I'm the other camp, basically. You know, whatever that means. I really see David Luiz as a decent centre back. He makes mistakes, but which centre back doesn't? Show me an Arsenal defender who doesn't make mistakes. I've yet to see one in the last few years, at least. So, and he's got flair. David Luiz has got flair. He could score a goal at the other end. Rather than an own goal, he's likely to nick a goal at the other end, a dead ball situation. And he's passable. Guy can pass. I can't knock David Luiz because he can pass. I love his passing. I think it's great. So sorry if this goes against grain, and shoot me down if you want to. And I'm happy to hear from you if you want to say the opposite. But David Luiz, for me, decent, a very decent acquisition. And he's going to stay at Arsenal till the end of this contract. And many people, including Fizzy, said that Arteta should not have given David Luiz another contract. And I'm not sure I agree with that. Arsenal just won the FA Cup with David Luiz in the team. So if he's so awful, how did Arsenal beat Chelsea? And again, but this time without David Luiz in the team. So putting him back in is a whole different ballgame. Whether I would do that is another story entirely. I'm not too sure I would. So anyway, it says in the article, football.london, that Rob Holding and Pablo Mari may well make Arteta stick to a match-winning partnership. And I think if he does that, that's really the most sensible thing to do. Meanwhile, Willian has come under intense scrutiny for his performances, with Emile Smith-Rowe currently impressing everyone at the club. So, yeah, we know this already. I've already explained that. Katalin Sirjan is training with the first team. He's been, this is not news, by the way. He's been training with the first team for some time. But let's scroll down, see if they've got anything else to say. Football.London. He could be seen training with the team once again on Fridays. He looks to earn a place. He's in the matchday squad. He's only 18 and he's an attacking midfielder. And he joined from a team that I don't really want to pronounce, but I'll try. Vitoro Domnesti from Romania. So the 18-year-old, I really cannot see him. He may, if he's lucky, be on the bench. Don't see any more than that happening, but stranger things have happened on the See You Next Transfer Window Day Society. Right, last 5 minutes. This is big news. No, it isn't. I'm just kidding. But it looks like big news. When you look at the headline, it looks like big news. It's go to Arsenal, question mark. How the Real Madrid even, outcast. Wait, I have to just agree that I'm going to accept cookies. I've got it. Yes, thank you. This is written by Joe Short. Okay, who's written this? It's the iNews.co.uk. So Isco, we talked about Isco. For many years, in fact, I've been talking about Isco a good 10 years, saying, oh, yeah, it may come to the Premier League. And there he is. He's still in Spain. Anyway, how the Real Madrid outcast could fit into Mikel Arteta's side, sounding very Spanish here, as a Mesut Ozil replacement. Real Madrid are ready to sell the playmaker this summer with a January loan move on the cards. I love that phrase, on the cards. So it depends which card we turn over. If it's the Ace of Spades, perhaps Isco won't join. But if it's the Ace of Hearts, it's a good chance. When the Arsenal players trudged off after the... Well, this was ages ago. The poor 1-0 defeat to relegation-threatened Burnley in early December. You know, I don't even feel I want to read the rest of this now. I'm upset already. Why are they reminding us about what happened against Burnley? It feels like light years ago. It's... Yeah, I know. We sort of live for the day, we live for the moment. But yeah, I'm not happy with that. So I'm just cut iNews there. Oh, I want to say a big shout out to DX02 who's entered the live studio. If you've got any comments, you can either write them in that input your message box, or if you feel brave enough, just join us. Just join us. Click on whatever you have to click on, and then I will let you speak. And make a change from listening to me, that's for sure. So here I am trying to man the fort by myself. Meanwhile, I'm still looking for transfer news. Given that it's very early in the transfer window, got a little bit more on Isco because there's not much else, is there? Let's face it. That's not unexpected. Arsenal transfer news. This is 442 magazine, of course. They're how reliable are they on the transfer front, though? Yeah, it's a great publication. I suggest if you've never read 442, the magazine, I suggest you do read it because it's pretty good. Anyway, this is what 442 say. Gunners hopeful on agreeing Isco loan deal. Mikel Arteta's side are hoping to land the Real Madrid playmaker in the January transfer window. Arsenal are hopeful of signing Isco, so let's reiterate that, shall we? But may have to play a waiting game to get a deal done. The Spanish playmaker is said to be keen to leave the Santiago Bernabeu on a short-term deal till the end of the season. He's fallen out of favour with Zinedine Zidane and has been restricted 10 La Liga appearances this season. Only three have come from the start, while the attacking midfielder has featured for just 13 minutes in the Champions League. So he wants regular football. That's how the story goes. Isco, is that likely to happen? Your guess is as good as mine on that one. I'd say not very, very likely. But now, this might be actual transfer news. Don't hold your breath because you pass out. But here it comes. It's from 101greatgoals.com. And it says, as Socrates heads for Arsenal exit door, Rob Holding prime for new contract. There may be some truth in that. We shall see. This is what it says, Fenerbahce bound, in other words. The first surrounds Socrates. The Greek international has, of course, endured a campaign to forget. Having slipped down behind the likes of David Luiz, Rob Holding, Pablo Marie, etc., etc., etc. In the defensive pecking order, Socrates was subsequently omitted from the squad. Oh, that's not news. We know this. The 32-year-old, in turn, has failed to make a single... Well, of course he's failed to make a single senior appearance because he's not. It's not possible for him to do it. Anyway, continuing with 101 great goals, such a situation was never likely to prove sustainable for a defender of Socrates' talents and experience. With a January exit, therefore, long touted. And if the latest word doing the rounds in the European media is to be believed, a winter departure is now not just a possibility, but a near certainty. As per, I hate that phrase, as per, that's just an internet, a sort of website phrase, as per. When do you ever read that in a newspaper? Anyway, as per a report from Turkish outlet, Tavkim, an agreement over the terms of a contract is already in place between Socrates and Fenerbahce. The stopper himself is said to be waiting for a potential offer from Serie A giants Napoli. But if one is not forthcoming, a move to Istanbul appears imminent. Any such transfer would come without a fee, with Arsenal expected to terminate their out-of-favour defender's deal to shift his considerable wages from the club's books. I understand he's on, last I looked, he was on about 100,000-ish. So I don't think his salary is that massive, but yeah, clearly having him on the books when he's not even going to play is a handicap. So I've got nothing against Socrates at all. I'd like him under a different manager. Perhaps he would work out well, but not under Arteta because he expects so much more, which is a good thing. So I don't want Arteta to change. So if it's Arteta or Socrates, I'll take Arteta all day long. Anyway, moving on, still talking to centre-backs, still on 101greatgoals.com. The second update to come to the fore is centering on Rob Holding. The former under-21 England international has enjoyed something of a career renaissance of late, having established himself as a key cog. I like that phrase, key cog. So next time when Alex says, get rid of him, I'm going to say he's a key cog because 101greatgoals.com said so. So let's not get rid of a key cog. The 25-year-old was even entrusted with the captain's armband in the recent meeting with Everton. You know how that went. I'm not going into it. This comes despite Holding at one point having been on the verge of a summer exit from the Emirates when Newcastle expressed a prolonged interest in the former Bolton man services. Now, though, as per Mountain reports, let's put in per as much as you can. What? Who writes this stuff? Cats? Meow? As per Mountain reports. What kind of language is that? Holding looks set to be rewarded for his upturn in form. It's claimed the stopper is in line for a new long-term contract in North London, having sufficiently convinced Arteta and co. Who are the co? I'd love to know. Anyway, that will put an end to the hopes of an unnamed Premier League club who had hoped to coax Holding into a January loan switch. Yeah, I don't think he's not going anywhere, is he, Holding? If they let him go, that's just insane. But then let's not even talk about the goalkeeper who left. And I'm still upset about it even to this day. Now he's at Aston Villa. Okay, so what next, eh? Confirms, oh, this is Arsenal transfer news, so I have to bring this to you. So let me just wait for it to download, just arsenal.com. The Arsenal boss, Mikel Arteta, revealed last month that he and Edu had got their plans for the Arsenal transfer window in place. And now, here we are. Oh my God, this is quite a long, drawn-out opening. Here we are, first day of the window, and Kolasinac has already left to join Schalke. We know that happened on loan. Now, the Spaniard, that's Arteta, has made it very clear there'll be many more departures, then they'll be looking at incoming targets, despite the losses incurred by the global pandemic, otherwise known as COVID. This is what Arteta said in the Metro. Arteta said this, well, I can't do his voice, but this is me trying to do his voice. Well, we have a large squad. We knew that, said Arteta. A lot of things that should have happened in the summer, we could not accomplish them for different reasons. There are a lot of players that are going to go on loan. They are going to leave. I made that sound quite sad. That's the priority at the moment because we cannot sustain the numbers that we have in certain positions. We are looking to do that. And then we will see if we have the right opportunities in the positions that we need some more help. We are working with the club to try to address them. He also made it clear there are financial constraints. We know this, as once again, supporters are not allowed to watch games live. Obviously, financially, he said, it's not only us, it's every club in the Premier League that have been hit with big numbers. We know that this is not going to change in the last year or so. Well, last year's gone. Maybe it means next year. That we are going to have to add somehow if we're going to improve the team in different ways financially with some support. He's kind of losing me a little here. We will decide whether this is with loans or buying players in relation to opportunities we will have in the market. So then it goes blah, 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 blah. Fingers crossed. So I'm not going through all of that. So did we find out anything there? Not really. But I like the headline. It made me feel enthusiastic for a few moments at least. So thank you for that. That was who said that? I don't even know. That's how much impact it made on me. So I'm still scrolling. I'm getting messages and people joining me. So thank you for that. But no one has the guts to speak. I don't know. I didn't shout anybody down last time. If you want to talk about Arsenal, just get on right now. Don't hesitate. Just do it. And if you want to talk about football, I might even let you on. Well, I'm going to let you on anyway because I don't know what you're coming to the plate coming up to the the plate was the right word. What you're coming up with? It could be anything. So you could plug your show if you've got a show out there. You're welcome to do that. It's just I think some of the people listening might need a break from just me talking, but I'm glad that so many of you seem to be still tuned in. Do you tune in on the internet? I'm guessing not. Oh wow, maybe this is not exactly transfer news, I have to say, but I think you might need this in your lives. It's about Arsene Wenger, and it's on talksport.com, so you can take this with a huge pinch of salt, maybe a mountain of salt. It says, this is the headline, comeback, ? And now it's said, we need your consent. Nothing like destroying a good story, which is probably not a good story. I'm beginning to think I don't want to give consent, but now I've just clicked it. Comeback, ? Arsene Wenger leaves door open for Arsenal return alongside Mikel Arteta if needed, but insists he is not expecting to be asked back. Wow. Arsene Wenger would consider a return to Arsenal, but doesn't consider to be asked. The Frenchman has not managed another club since the end of his 22-year spell as Gunners boss in 2018. Unai Emery succeeded. Oh, it's going to turn into a history lesson now. Okay, let's just cut to the actual substance, if there is any. In an interview with Men with Blazers, Wenger was asked if he had been asked to come back in some capacity, and the 71-year-old said, I wish nothing. If I'm needed, I will help them. But I don't expect that, no. Time is a good doctor, you know. So we've heard that phrase quite a lot in the last 48 hours, I believe. So again, not an awful lot of news. The only news is I'm sort of destroying things around me. By accident, I have to say, there's things, I keep hearing these crunches and clashes. I don't know what's going on. I'm leaning too much on the table. So I think in a moment I will call it quits. I'm still trying to find some breaking transfer news. Not finding much. Been talking 43 minutes and what have I come back? What have I come out with? Only Isco. The chances of him signing are so negligible, it makes negligible have a different meaning to what it does in the dictionary. Wait, this might be semi-news. Mikel Arteta, who's saying this? I think it's Kevin Campbell. I do like Kevin Campbell. I've always liked him as a footballer. As a pundit, he's all right as well. He's not the worst by a stretch. I do like Kevin Campbell, so I'm going to read this one. It's in the Metro as well, which is a free newspaper. If you're in London and you're jumping on the train, you can pick up this newspaper. Don't even have to pay for it in the first thing in the morning. It's such a makes you feel happy to be in London. Anyway. Here we go. This guy doesn't even want to put his name to the report. So what does that tell you? Metro Sport reporter reports. Mikel Arteta has been urged to loan out three gifted Arsenal players by Kevin Campbell. With the transfer window now open, Arteta has said offloading players is a priority. And then it reminds us that Kolasinac has already gone to Schalke. The former Gunners striker Campbell believes that Eddie Nketiah, Reece Nelson and Joe Willock would benefit from stints away. I'm not sure all the fans are going to agree with that. I don't, if only Alex was here, Fizzy, I think this would be shot down in flames. So I'm not sure what more to say about it. I'm just scrolling down. But this is what Campbell said. Some of these very gifted, talented youngsters have to play regular football. Once they play regular football, they'll be better players when they come back to Arsenal. Being a bit part player is one thing, but regular games, regular starts makes a massive difference to the psyche of the player. I'm told Reece Nelson, possibly Joe Willock, maybe going out on loan in January. It'll be really good for their careers. I think Nelson could go to Premier League or Championship club, but the Championship's tougher, and that might be a better move. Nketiah grabbed a great assist against Southampton, and Mikel Arteta's trying to find the right balance. It's difficult. I think Nketiah needs a season under his belt playing regular football. It's one thing coming in now and again at Arsenal, but you never become seasoned that way. When you play week in, week out, you learn so much more. He did not really start during his loan spell, at least. Nketiah needs to be going out to learn his trade. He really should. Hard to argue with Campbell. He is not going to start for Arsenal very often. So what does he do? Is he happy sitting on the bench? Once he learns his trade, he'll be a different player because, you know, he will know where the goal is. And, of course, he already does. So, yeah, I think I don't know if I'm going to come up with much more. I want to thank Kevin Campbell for that quotation because, as I said, great player. Maybe great's pushing it a little, but I really liked Kevin Campbell the way he played football. He was just, yeah, he wasn't Ian Wright, was he? But then who is? Who's Ian Wright? But he was pretty close second at that time. So yeah, I think I'm going to leave it there. I think it's about time we heard a bit of music, even quietly. Well, it's getting louder. So until the next time, thank you for joining me. Quite a few of you out there. I want to say a big thanks to all those people that joined me. DX02, Class 1 Probe, especially a big shout-out to you. Thank you very much for sharing the show and all those other people that join us. Until the next time, adios, amigos.